Message number 1091. They will lead millions of Catholics into grave error and my churches will lose their sanctity. Friday, April 4, 2014 at 23:20. My dearly beloved daughter, prophecies are not revealed to man by God to create sensation. They are given to prepare humanity for their future in my kingdom so that they can be forewarned of potential dangers to their souls. Every intervention by the command of my Father in your lives is for your own good and that of other souls. My prophecies given to you, my daughter, have well and truly commenced. The impostors have taken control from within and they will continue to fool the world into believing that a new doctrine, one where changes to the existing holy doctrine laid down by God have been made, can be amended to suit the lives of all men and all religions. Beware of the word ecumenical or any attempt to take my church on earth and strip it of its divinity. He who tampers with the liturgy is not an authentic servant of mine, and yet that is exactly what will happen. And what will my sacred servants do? They will bow their heads, raise their arms in glorious praise for the new false doctrine and deny all that I gave the world. Their love of worldly matters, their desire to be admired and their lofty ambitions will strip them of their vows. They will become traitors and turn their backs on me. They will lead millions of Catholics into grave error and my churches will lose their sanctity. Soon after, as the kernel of my church is desecrated, they will gather all other Christian faiths and devise new ecumenical sects which will lead to the public declaration which will deny the existence of hell. Then, working backwards in exactly the opposite direction to the truth, all the faithful will be told that sin is in the eye of the beholder and that because of original sin it is impossible to avoid it. Therefore you will be told it is not something to worry about. Sin itself will be redefined. Once that happens, all sense of morality will die. When morals are no longer deemed to be important, then sin will become rampant. Sin will spread, escalate until society will break down, and for those who will remain true to my church, the true church, it will be a sight of horror to witness. People will boast of sin, openly flaunt their lack of morality, and the new world religion will dictate that sin will never block you or damage you in the eyes of God. The God they will refer to is Satan, but they will never tell you this. To mock me, they will present you with the Antichrist, who will be enthusiastically received because he will be applauded by the false prophet and idolized by him. The Antichrist will do everything that contradicts my teachings, but he will do it with charisma and charm. Millions will adore him. He will be all that I am not. He will fool so many that it will be easy for him to lead God's children into heresy and terrible desolation. I am preparing you all for this day. It is very difficult for many of you to hear this news, but it is the truth. The truth will free your souls from death. Fight the truth and nothing good will come from this, only despair. Prevent others from remaining loyal to my church by encouraging them to follow the heresy which is about to be inflicted upon the world by my church from within, and you will be thrown to the lions. Those who destroy the souls of others by force face the greatest punishment by my hand. Accept the truth and prepare yourselves. Follow me and I will lead you safely to my kingdom. Follow the beast and he will lead you and those you bring with you into the fires of hell for eternity. Your Jesus.